For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Friday morning. I hope you're doing great this morning. I hope you've had a great week. You know what? I pray that your health is good. Because you know what? I know I've been struggling with this congestion and all that kind of nonsense. So I'm going to sow my prayers out to you. I hope you're doing well. And I know God's sustaining me, but kind of aggravating, isn't it? Anyone out there who's ever gone through this congestion stuff. But we're getting there. We're getting through by His grace. He sustains us. But look, becoming kingdom-minded. I could just barely tip the iceberg through these broadcasts. If you want this teaching, please write to me. I've got on a three CD teaching set with notes. It's very powerful. These are reminders we've got to have. To Philippians 3, 20 and 21, Martin Lloyd Jones elaborates on it. He says, we have a new citizenship. We're in Christ. And because we're in Christ, we're seated in heavenly places with Him. Certain things will happen to us before we finally arrive in heaven, but our citizenship is as definite now as it will be then. There will be a physical translation when we die, but spiritually we're there already. We belong there. Kingdom-mindedness. Recognizing if you're born again, you're bought into the kingdom of the living God. Three benefits. I said yesterday, you get the King Himself. Woo! John 14:17. He lives with you now and later will be in you. That's our day now. Pentecost happened. The Holy Ghost lives in us. We have the King Himself living in us by His Spirit. It's so exciting. We have free and constant access to the King. Number two, we have the rule of the King to be able to do His will. Come, kingdom, come. Thy will be done. Have you ever said to God, God, I need the want to. Well, with God living inside of you, you have the rule of the King. And it won't be in your own strength, Philippians 2:13. It's God who's all the while working in you. And this is so neat. The rule of the King is yours. He gives you the want to. Both to will and to work for His good pleasure, satisfaction, and delight. The rule of the King includes victory over sin, living right, operating in the character of Christ. So number one, three benefits of being kingdom-minded, knowing that the King lives in you. You have the King. You have the King Himself. Number two, rule of the King. And number three, power. 1 Corinthians 4:20, for the kingdom of God does not consist in words, but in power. Man, power to do what you could never do on your own. That is just so awesome. Luke 17:21, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. No, the kingdom of God is within you. And you know what else? I want to close today. And again, these are just nuggets. I'm just throwing these out there. But if you really need to just sharpen up on what do I get? What is all this about? I've asked Jesus into my heart, but what comes with that in His kingdom? Please write to me and get these teachings. But I love this. Luke 12:32. Do not fear, little flock, for it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And the Holy Ghost helps with that. Thank you for joining me all week on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. By His grace, we'll be back on Monday. Amen.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.